When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
It is days like today when you wonder why you even got out of bed. Welcome into the emergency edition of the Smoke Break here on the Buffalo Fanatics YouTube channel, powered by BetUS, where the game begins. 125% sign-up bonus, up to $2,000 on your first three deposits via the link in the description below. Breaking news about an hour or so ago out of Buffalo, making its way around the Twitter sphere and the NFL ether. Our beloved Matt Milano out indefinitely for the 2024 season. We were excited as all hell to have him back off of that leg injury that he suffered last season. Only saw Matt Milano out on the field for 5 games a season ago. He goes down against the Jacksonville Jaguars in London. I'm sure you remember where you were in that moment, how devastated you were to see Matt Milano go down, especially the way he was playing alongside Terrell Bernard in the beginning of the season last year. It just felt like those two were on pace to be one of the more dominant linebacker duos in the league during the 2023 season. Milano goes down with a season-ending injury. Not too long after that, Bernard goes down. You go into the playoffs. The Bills were down their two best linebackers, and not only their best linebackers, but two of the best linebackers in the league, and almost unarguably one of the best tandems in the league as well. You watched them walk out together onto the practice field this year as training camp kicked off. I'll never forget, like, it's, you know, this gigantic shining moment, but it was a exciting moment nonetheless when the video clip came out of Milano and Bernard walking out in tandem out onto the field at St. John Fisher a couple weeks ago when training camp kicked off. It had you excited about the potential of a healthy Buffalo Bills defense going into 2024, and now that excitement takes a major blow today. Once again, Matt Milano announced that he will be out indefinitely for the 2024 season. According to Adam Schefter, Milano left Tuesday's practice injured, as we all know. The fear was that it was something to do with the bicep. The extent of it was unknown at the time. We are now finding out that Milano will need to undergo surgery because that bicep wound up being torn. So another surgery for Matt Milano, another injury for Matt Milano. I mean, first and foremost, you think about it from the human perspective, and it just makes you sick. I know how I feel the second I hear this news. And it's just an absolute gut punch, right? 3 weeks from tonight, the NFL season kicks off. I know if you're like me, and I'm sure you are, you're as stoked as can be. We are right there. Feels like Christmas Eve every day until football kicks off. We're 3 weeks from the inaugural 2024 season kickoff. You're stoked. And then you get that gut punch today, and it just takes a little bit of the wind out of your sail. Matt Milano, to me, is the pride of the Buffalo Bills defense. And it was never going to be more evident than this year. When you lose Tre'Davious White, when you lose Micah Hyde, when you lose Jordan Poyer, not only cornerstones of your defense, but of course, veteran leadership that we have come to know and love over the years, the guys that we have relied upon on this defense. I know, unfortunately for Tre'Davious White, that when the news came that we had to move on from Tre'Davious White, you took it in stride because he hadn't played for the Bills in some time. But even still, the loss of him was still shitty because you knew what he was before he got injured. Then he got injured again. And all of a sudden, it just became evident that Tre'Davious White, a former All-Pro, was never going to get back to that level for the Buffalo Bills. When it came down to having to make some really tough decisions for Brandon Bean, that was one of the decisions that had to be made. Then you pair that with Micah Hyde, you pair that with Jordan Poyer. Going into this season, a healthy Matt Milano was the silver lining for this defense that had you feeling better about the departure of those three aforementioned guys. You pair that with the fact that Terrell Bernard, of course, was going to be back, is back. Put those two back out on the field. You rewind to about this point of the year last year, about a month fast forward from right now, this point last year. Like I said, these guys balling out, dominating. And you had the idea in mind going into this season. We're going to see that again. And fingers crossed, we're going to see that for a full 17-game season, carry that into the playoffs. Last year, at least we got five games out of Matt Milano. This year, we won't even get a single snap. And you look at it from the human perspective, this is a guy that has been one of the more quiet, dominant players in the league since he's entered it. I've been singing Matt Milano's praises for years, and finally, when he was announced All-Pro, it felt like everybody else outside of the Buffalo Bills fan base was starting to catch on to the fact that Matt Milano, despite the fact that he might not be a household name, he was becoming one. Because people were starting to catch on to the fact that he is indeed one of the best linebackers in the league. And he's overcome injury after injury, obstacle after obstacle. And now going into this year, having faced his biggest obstacle to date, a season-ending injury just 5 weeks into the season, your hopes were high that we were going to get one of the best linebackers in the game back out onto the field for this team. Because you saw last season what this defense looks like without him. I understand that Sean McDermott did a hell of a job putting a defense together with essentially paper mache last year. It was injuries galore. And Matt Milano, of course, headlining that. But you saw the chickens come home to roost in the divisional round when you had to call AJ Klein off the couch to come in and guard Travis Kelce, who hadn't been doing much in terms of production, at least in regard to his standards, the entire year. The Chiefs come to town for the divisional, and what do you know? Travis Kelce back to Hall of Fame form, wide open guys all over the field from Mahomes all day long. They did whatever they wanted on offense, and you cannot tell me that if either Matt Milano or Terrell Bernard were out on that field in that game, that it's not at least slightly different. I'm not saying the Bills win, but you can't tell me that their chances don't increase, whether it's by this much or by this much. You cannot tell me that just having one of those two guys back out on the field would have made some sort of difference in that game. Matt Milano in particular. He, to me, is the Josh Allen of the defense, where if I know he's out on the field, I feel absurdly confident about this defense's ability to get it done, play in and play out. As I mentioned, I'm absurdly confident in Sean McDermott's ability to overcome this. We've seen him do it time and time again. You don't have to look far. Last year, what Sean McDermott was able to do with this Buffalo Bills defense and the amount of injuries that it faced was extraordinary to me. It just piled up to the ceiling by the time the divisional round came about, and there was only so much you could do at that point. But up until that point, standing ovation. And I have full faith that McDermott will be able to rally the troops again this year, despite all of the losses that this defense has faced, in addition to now losing, of course, Matt Milano. I'm still confident in McDermott's ability to do that. But there's nothing that can instill the level of confidence in me that Matt Milano brings to the table when he's out on the field. And now knowing you go into the season without even having the chance to see him back out on the field, because you knew, even without this, you knew with Matt Milano's history, you gotta cross your fingers essentially every single defensive snap. It's just the way it's been. You look throughout his career here. Misses a game in 2019. Misses what, three games in 2020, misses a game in 2022, and then last year, out for the year after 5 weeks. This is where I go back to the human element. You think about how sick you feel right now. I'm feeling it. This blows. Like I said, total wind out of your sail 3 weeks before a kick. You think about how we feel. Imagine how this guy feels. This is what just makes me sick about the sport sometimes, is because some of these guys just cannot, they cannot catch a break. Matt Milano is one of those guys. It blows my mind how a guy like Josh Allen, knock on wood, but a guy like Josh Allen, who essentially treats his body like a human battering ram, play in and play out, 60 plus snaps a week, every week, for going on 7 years now, barely breaks a nail. But Milano in practice, simple team drills, boom, there goes the tricep. It just makes you sick that some guys just cannot seem to catch a break for whatever reason. And Matt Milano surely fits the bill. It just makes you sick. Seemingly every single year there's been something, and it's gotten progressively worse, and now we're at the worst of it. You go from a game here, a game there, three quarters of the season last year, now the full duration of the season. It doesn't shut down the year. It doesn't shut down the Bills defense, as I keep mentioning. I mean, I'm going to have faith in McDermott's ability to put out a more than competitive defense on a week in and week out basis until I'm proven otherwise. But you can't sit here and tell me that you didn't lose some confidence in this defense's ability going into the season. Even if you were at 100% confidence, you can't tell me you're not at least knocked down to a 99. That's how important Milano is. There's other guys you can lose and you can overcome it to the point where you might not even notice it at times. When Matt Milano's not out on the field, you notice it. That's why I equate him to the Josh Allen of the defense. It just feels like a different unit when that guy is out on the field. If Josh Allen wasn't out on the field for the Bills offense, it would look like a Pop Warner team. Now, luckily, from the defensive side of things, you're not as beholden to any one player as you are on the offensive side of things. Your quarterback goes down, especially if you're a team like the Bills, who are more reliant on their quarterback than 99% of the league. You're screwed. You can overcome situations on defense, I think, much more aptly than you could on offense. But the point still remains. It's a different unit altogether when Matt Milano's not out there. And I think what sucks the most, as I go back to where I started, it was the ultimate low of losing him last year, right when it seemed like the Bills were picking up steam, right? Last year, lay an absolute egg against the Jets on Monday Night Football. And you're thinking to yourself, what the hell is happening? What the hell is this? And then you beat the brakes off the Raiders. You beat the brakes off the Commanders. You beat the brakes off the Miami Dolphins. You take that in to London against Jacksonville, and you're back, baby. We're all back. Why wouldn't you be? You saw what this team put out on display on both sides of the ball. 3 weeks after that dud on Monday Night Football, they had avenged it all. No reason to have any more doubts. And it just felt like, and we know this to be true, it just felt like when Milano went down against the Jags last year, everything changed. And the win-loss column will prove it to you. That's where it seemed like things really went off the skids for the Bills going towards the bye week. Everything was spiraling out of control. More injuries were piling up on that. Offense couldn't do anything. Ken Dorsey gets fired. The Sean McDermott article, it just felt like that was the tip. It was almost like the first domino that fell and knocked all the rest of them down.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Week after week after week until finally the Bills were somehow able to get it back on the tracks and pull off a miraculous second half of the season to even get into the divisional round. But I think that right there goes to show you just how much Milano means to this team, because it just felt like the vibe of the team, which was at an all-time high through 4 weeks last year, it got suffocated a bit the second Milano went down. I mean, don't you remember when he did go down in that Jacksonville game? Even that game, the vibe just immediately changed. It was one of the reasons why I just think the Bills had no ability to overcome the Jags the rest of the day after that. Bills played terrible that game. They were playing poorly up until that point, but it felt like when Milano went down, all the air got sucked out of the room in that game, and you just felt like the Bills' ability to overcome this one on that given day was out the window. And it's funny how it kind of seemed to linger for quite some time, and it's not all attributed to Matt Milano, but the overall sentiment here is that that particular game in general, it felt like it was, and you just saw it throughout the rest of the year. It's a different team. Now, the out indefinitely thing, it always leaves a back door open. You never quite know what that means. But to me, it's not anything I get overly hopeful about in terms of having him back in the latter stages of the regular season or what you would hope for the most and really all you would care about at that point, having him back for the postseason. But, you look at Von Miller last year. I'm ready to go. No, you're not. No, he wasn't. And he 100% fully admitted that himself this training camp period here. He said, I wasn't ready to go. I wasn't. So even if we get the report that, yeah, Matt Milano could be ready to go, week 16, week 17, wild card round, probably not going to be the Matt Milano you're hoping to have out there if the opportunity even arises for him to be out there. That's why when you see the indefinitely and then it leads you to say, oh, still a chance, to me, it's done for the year. Because even if he does come back, one, is it worth it with the injury history that he has behind him now? I mean, it's lengthy to say the least. Off nearly a fully missed year in 2023 and now essentially a fully missed year in 2024. Is that something you're going to want to do if you're McDermott, even if he gets the clearance? Is that something he would even want to do? I'm sure he'd say yes, but so to me, it's done for the year to me. Spoke a little bit earlier about Tre'Davious White, and it's unfortunate how there's just so much resemblance here in the fact that you have two all pros, two cornerstones of the defense, and then all of a sudden it's just like you throw your hands up in the air. What can you say? What can you do? And I don't know now. I mean, I know Milano extended through 2026, and as you hope with everybody, as we're hoping for Von Miller this coming year, as we're hoping for Bernard and the rest of the gang who was injured, as we were hoping for Milano before this all went down, you're hoping you get the same guy back out on the field before the injury. Luckily for us, when Milano has come off an injury, he's met expectations. But now you can't help but wonder. Two consecutive, essentially season-ending years with multiple injuries prior to those 2 years. Extended through 2026, and you're hoping to God you get him back in all-pro type form again, but this is what happened with Tre'Davious White, and I think this is to an even further extent because I think Milano just a much more important piece to the defense than Tre'Davious White was, and I think we saw that. The Bills were able to overcome the loss of Tre'Davious White to the point where at times you were able to go into a game and it wasn't a focal point. And then that would continue on. And then it got to the point, as I mentioned earlier, when you did have to move off of Tre'Davious White, you were already prepared for it. And at that point, you were accepting of it because you have seen this team without him for so long. They had become accustomed to not having him, and they were still doing great. This, to me, is just a little bit of a different animal, but unfortunately, the same type of situation. Two All-Pros, two tremendous players, and above anything else, even outside of the, you know, the playing field, two of the most beloved guys in Buffalo. It just sucks the way these things go down. It's not even like he's out in the preseason game and you can blame it on something. Oh, damn it. Why the hell is, like, this is what when I say, like, oh, people are like, why is Josh Allen playing in the preseason? Why is Mahomes playing in the preseason? You know, it came out today. Mahomes is going to play the whole first half of their second preseason game coming up this weekend. And people are like, why? Well, because at the end of the day, you could be doing team drills against a bag, or you could be going out on the field. It doesn't matter. It's unfortunately just the way the cookie crumbles sometimes. Doesn't matter if you're out there full game speed or you're running team drills. It can happen in a moment's notice. And it just makes you wonder. You can't wrap your mind around how some guys, they just can't. It can't escape them. I just can't imagine how the guy feels. It makes me sick. You can't escape it. It just seems to be following you no matter what you do. And you go through painstaking rehab for a full year to get back on the field. And then before you can even suit up, boom, it's done again. And a whole different injury, too. I mean, it's just, you never want to see an injury for anybody. But for a guy with the potential of Matt Milano, I mean, you're going to look back and you're going to wonder, like, man, this guy was as good as it gets, and we were never able to truly get the full experience because of consistent unfortunate circumstances. Let's take a look at what Sean McDermott had to say. He addressed the situation with the media earlier today before practice, courtesy of my man Matt Perino on Twitter. Here is the video of Sean McDermott, clearly emotional, and you can tell why. Because, you know, when you're the coach, not only are you devastated about the loss of the guy on the field, but as I keep alluding to, McDermott's been around Milano his whole career, coached him up to where we are sitting here talking about him in the way that we are. And to watch that guy go down again as the coach just got to be an absolute blow to the gut. Here's Sean McDermott addressing the media earlier about the injury to Matt Milano.
As far as Matt's concerned, I mean, it's an unfortunate situation, right? Matt's a strong young man. I know he's going to handle this. Certainly tough, especially coming off of the year he came off of already. The good thing is he's got a good family behind him. That are going to support him, teammates that are going to support him, as well as the coaching staff and our entire football organization. You know, he's resilient. We've got to be resilient. We've got to move forward and be focused on solutions. So with that, I'll turn it over to you.
What happened, as much as you can give us, about the injury in practice on Tuesday?
Yeah, it was just the tackling drill, and Matt was tackling a bag and his arm. And
I mean, I can barely stomach it, honestly. I mean, that's a guy right there who looks like he just saw his house burn down. And that's a guy right there that's just sick. And I got to tell you, I feel it. Like I keep saying, I can't imagine how he feels. I feel like I can, but I can't. I mean, you can see he looks like he just saw a ghost. You understand that injuries come with the territory. It's the game they play. And you just pray every year, every week. You just pray everybody gets out week after week unscathed. But what really hits home, what really gets you sick about it is when guys like Milano having to deal with this every year. It's just, it's tragic. It's just tragic. He dealt with it with Tre'Davious White to the point where it went from all pro to he's barely a Buffalo Bill anymore. And now he's not a Buffalo Bill. Milano, all pro, done. The dude's a dog. I'll just say this. The dude's an absolute dog. I wouldn't count him out to save my life in terms of coming back and getting right back on the top of the totem pole. But for whatever reason, man, it's been stacked against him, and it just makes you it makes you want to vomit. Look, we're all gonna be bummed. We're all gonna be devastated, but it's not all doom and gloom. I'll end it with this. Once again, I'll reiterate it 1,000 times more before the season, during the season, until I'm proven otherwise. The guy we just saw take the podium, speaking on behalf of Matt Milano, is the guy I have full trust in to make sure this defense, Milano or not, is trotting out a top tier defense on a weekly basis. He's done it year in and year out with a laundry list of different personnel. I have trust in McDermott to be able to get this team defensively out on the field week one and beyond in form that lives up to where they've been every single year underneath of them. We're thinking about Matt Milano. We're rooting for a speedy recovery. Bummer today in Buffalo. And maybe the silver lining added motivation to go a little bit harder for Matt Milano, knowing that he would be going as hard as anybody out there. You push a little harder to do it for him, I guess. I don't know. Not a whole lot you can say. All right, it's going to wrap it up. Unfortunately, I got to bounce out for a work phone call here. Wanted to just hop on here, talk about it real quick with you guys, which I really appreciate you joining in. It's moments like this where it's good to everybody get together and vent about it a little bit and then try to find a way to move forward. So, big bummer today in Buffalo, but appreciate you guys tuning in real quick, breaking down the loss of Matt Milano for the 2024 season. On your way out, like, subscribe, and of course, take advantage of that BetUS offer in the link in the description below. 125% sign-up bonus, up to $2,000 on your first three deposits. Before we round out here, quick word from Mike Vick. We'll close up shop.
Michael Vick at BetUS.com. Catch an incredible 125% sign-up bonus on your first three deposits, plus 10% gambler's insurance. BetUS, my online sportsbook and casino.
All right, everybody. Once again, much love. Thanks for tuning in, and we will be back with you again tomorrow afternoon. Rico and I will talk much more about this, and of course, we'll preview Bill Steelers coming up this weekend for the second preseason game of the year. So enjoy the rest of your Thursday night. We'll see you tomorrow live on Rico and Bot in the afternoon. Until then, folks, go Bills.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.